The world's largest meat processing company has resumed most production after a weekend cyber attack, but experts say the vulnerabilities exposed by the attack and others are far from resolved. In a statement tonight, the FBI attributes the attack on Brazil-based meat processor JBS to a Russian-speaking gang that's made some of the largest ransomware demands on record in recent months. Experts warn it might be hard to find chicken on store shelves in the coming days as that production ramps up again. The FBI says it will work to bring the group to justice. It urges anyone who is the victim of a cyber attack to contact the Bureau immediately. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will raise the issue with Russian President Putin at their summit in Geneva in 2 weeks.
This attack is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Dimitri talked more about the recent cyber hacks with security specialist Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout, who says the governments need to get much more involved in protection.
When you're dealing with things like national security, there could be a diplomatic solution to all of this, but the real problem is failure to frame cybersecurity as a cultural issue. And this is where public and private organizations need to bolster cyber defenses. We as individuals need to learn safer practices. We need a federal information roadmap and a communications plan to raise the awareness of why it's critical that people become more cyber secure.
You know, I've never known you to be a scold, but you've written books about this, articles, countless media appearances warning of this type of problem. And it just seems that some of these big companies haven't been listening to you and others in your line of work. Why do you think that is?
There are organizations that don't have sufficient resources to do it. There are organizations that don't care, which is shocking because it could become extinction-level events. And there are organizations that do care, but really don't understand how to do it. And this is where we really need a national effort that's really spearheaded by state, local governments, businesses, and consumers, because we all have to collaborate, cooperate, and communicate. It's really about creating a culture of privacy and security from the mailroom to the boardroom, where you have proper employee training, where you have proper security protocols, where you have layered security, where you have proper vulnerability monitoring and then patching, and not doing patch and pray, but having a specific program that is monitoring all the time, minimizing your risk of exposure, monitoring so you know that you have a problem as quickly as possible, having a damage control program in place. Cyber liability insurance has become a big thing these days, but we're now seeing that in certain areas of the cyberverse, insurance companies are starting to back away. For instance, ransomware. There are real issues now as to whether certain insurance companies are really going to cover the cost of ransomware attacks. And ransomware has become more and more complicated, especially because now you have ransomware as service. So it's not just an organization creating ransomware, using that ransomware, making money, and then going away. Your files were frozen, your access was frozen, you paid, they leave. Now there's a question of whether if you pay, they're going to leave. If they've already stolen the data before you pay them, if they're using the threat of releasing that data if you don't pay them, and then in many cases, going to the people whose data it is and saying, beyond the company, what's it worth to you that we don't release your personal information? Or, for instance, in the case of a plastic surgeon in California, that we don't release the before pictures and the after pictures involving your surgery.
And that is Adam Levin. He is the founder of Cyber Scout. He joined us via Skype. His latest book is called Swiped.